Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura,
Mim,
and Michael.
Today we might make friends with fruit,
make some yummy food,
and learn about some of our different feelings.
Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go!
Alright, Beanies, has everyone got what they need from the grocery store?
30 cans of Dan the Man's Big Old Spaghetti Cans. Check.
Super Stan's assortment of stupendous superfoods. Check.
Scotty O'Doyle's Royal Dog Treats for Royal Dogs. Check.
Alright, let's take them to the counter and pay for them.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Are you a Superfoods member?
No.
Would you like to become one to earn Superfood Super Points?
No, thanks.
Flybys?
No, thanks.
Fly hellos?
No, thanks.
If you purchase another 2 cans of spaghetti, you get an extra free.
Ooh. No, thanks.
That'll be $31.50.
Oh, I can pay for these groceries with Beanie's money.
Miss, we don't accept Beanies as payment at this grocery store.
Oh, no, it's real money. I think.
Hey. There's some fruit under the counter here.
Ew, Michael, don't touch the food you found on the floor.
What? It's still good. Just brush the dust off here, wipe that mystery gunk off there. See, this mango is ready to go. In my belly.
Gross.
Hey, this reminds me of a story about forgotten fruit. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Please move along. Other people are waiting to pay for their groceries.
Sorry.
I'll just grab it back. Okay, let's try that again. Hey, this reminds me of a story about forgotten fruit. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
It was early morning at the fruit and vegetable market. It was so early, the sun hadn't even come up yet. All the farmers who grow yummy fruit and vegetables were setting up stalls where they could sell what they had grown. People come from far and wide to buy lots of fresh and healthy food. One of those stalls was full of bananas. And this story is about one of those bananas. This banana's name was Dana. Dana the banana. Dana and all the bananas bunched up around each other, ready for their big day. Dana said,
"All right, bananas, this is the day we've been growing for. All that time hanging up in the tree, waiting, getting these little red wax bits on us that I'm not quite sure are used for, but it's all for today, the big market day. Yay!
Yay! Yay! Woo! Woo!
Hi, bananas! Here's one, yay! Woo! I'm the red wax!
Yay! Woo!
Woo! Yay! Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, today's fruit and vegetable market is now open for business."
The market then became full of movement and sound. Shoppers flowed in to look at the stalls, the farmers yelling and calling out what they were selling. It was so busy.
Mangoes, fresh mangoes.
Chilies, get your chilies here.
Bananas, fresh bunches of bananas picked just this morning.
Oh, yes, I'll take a bunch of bananas, please.
Here you go. Best bananas you've ever seen.
Dana the banana saw a bunch of their friends picked up and tucked away into a shopping bag.
Woo-hoo!
Dana called out,
"Goodbye, banana friends. Good luck."
One by one, bunch by bunch, the bananas were going to new homes.
"I'll take a bunch, please."
"Here you go."
Woo-hoo!
"Goodbye. I'm so excited to see where I end up."
It was near the end of the day, and the market was much quieter. Dana the banana and their bunch was the last one left at the farmer's stall.
"Don't worry, friends, we'll be sold any second now."
Just as Dana said that, another shopper came past.
"I'll take the last of your bananas, please."
"Lucky last, here you go."
Dana felt their bunch of bananas being picked up. But just as they were picked up, Dana felt like they were falling away from the bunch.
"Wait, no!"
Dana the banana broke away from the bunch and dropped to the floor.
No!
Down they fell and bounced onto the floor. The farmer said,
Oh, sorry about that. Dropped one. Still want it?
Oh, don't worry about it. I don't need it if it's all bruised.
And with that, the shopper and the farmer left Dana the banana on the floor. The market was now quiet. The stalls were closed, the farmers had packed up, and all the shoppers had gone home. Dana was now a bruised banana left on the floor.
Oh, what am I gonna do?
Dana looked around. They couldn't see anyone.
Gone! Everyone's gone!
But Dana was a bruised banana. They didn't feel very hopeful.
No, what's the use? I might just lay here. Who's gonna want a bruised banana anyway?
Who said that?
Another voice came from the shadows.
Hello?
Hello? What kind of greeting is that? Hello?
Suddenly out of the shadows came a little red chili.
They left me behind. How could they do that? Those silly chilies. Ah!
I was left behind too.
Ah! How could they do that to us? Why didn't they buy me? I'm as spicy as any other chili. Probably even spicier. Ah! Come on, banana. Let's go find those good-for-nothing fruits.
No, I don't feel like it. There's no use. I'm just gonna lie here.
Well, what use is that?
Out of the shadows came another voice.
Yoo-hoo! Do I hear the sound of new friends?
Out from under a table came a mango.
Nope, I was wrong. It's the sound of new best friends!
A mango? Another sticky fruit left under a table? Ah! I'll get you for this, chilies!
Oh, you're a spicy one, aren't you? Look, a banana! Yay! We would make a very funny salad, wouldn't we, new best friends? Let me hug you!
No!
Yes!
Don't touch me, mango!
Okay, you get a hug later. And what about you, banana? Want a hug?
Dana the banana was laying on the floor, bruised and tired.
I think that's a yes! Here comes the hug, mango!
No, thank you, mango. I don't feel like a hug.
Oh, okay. I just want to be clear that I've got hugs ready to go.
The chili said,
Gah! Come on, you lazy fruits, let's get out of here.
What's the point?
Said Dana.
Even if we got out of here, who would want a bruised banana?
I don't have arms, but if I did, I'd raise them high and say, Give me that bruised banana!
I've had it up to here with your fruits!
And the chili started walking away. I'm not sure how chilies walk, but it might be more of a hop or a bounce. Anyway, they can walk.
Come on, you silly banana. You can stay here and grow into an old nana banana, or come with us.
I suppose I can come along.
It was a bit of effort, but Dana got up and went with the others. The market was still very empty. They walked and walked, trying to find an exit. The chili out the front.
Dirty floor. This place smells. I have no idea what's in this place.
Mango in the middle.
Oh, I'm having so much fun. I have no idea what's in this place.
And Dana the banana trailing behind.
I don't care what's in this place.
Oh, don't say that. It's all so exciting.
Suddenly, the chili saw someone walking up ahead.
Come on, you lazy fruits. We can still go home with someone and they'll bite into me and I'll be so hot I'll ruin their day.
But Dana didn't follow them.
You go ahead, leave me here. I don't feel like it.
And the bruised banana laid down on the floor again.
What? You're just gonna give up like that? Ah!
Hey, silly banana. What you doing?
You go ahead. I'm just gonna lie here. Nobody wants a bruised banana.
But you don't know that. You don't know what's going to happen, do you? Are you a future-telling banana?
No.
Well then, you can lay here and nothing is definitely going to happen. Or we can keep going, where everything's going to happen.
Everything?
Well, I don't know what exactly will happen, so I'm just going to say everything. Yay!
Hey, are you coming or not? Ah!
Dana got up.
I suppose you're right, Mango. Let's go, go.
And the fruits went after the last person in the market as fast as they could. As they turned the corner, the fruits dived out in front of the last shopper, right into their path.
Oh, where did you come from?
The shopper bent down and picked up the chili, mango, and Dana the banana.
I can could definitely use a chili in my dinner tonight. Oh, this mango would go nicely after all that spice. Oh, but this banana, it's all bruised.
Oh dear. Maybe Dana was going to be left behind.
I know. I can use you for banana bread. You'd be perfect.
Perfect?
Dana thought to themselves.
Ha! Lucky I found you three. Off we go.
The chili, mango and Dana the banana did find a new home, even though they were a little dirty from being on the floor.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of
A yummy salad.
What colour is your salad? Is it all greens or all sorts of colourful fruits?
What does your salad smell like? Is it sweet like mango or fresh like the garden?
How big is the salad? Is it a little bowl or as big as a house?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
A yummy salad.
Great story, Michael. Makes me all excited to make a salad when I get home.
Those fruits and veggies were funny characters.
Yeah, like the happy chili.
Happy?
No, the chili was energetic.
Yeah, and the sleepy banana.
No, the banana was lazy.
I think we're all mixed up here.
I know someone that can help.
Professor Know-It-All.
Hello, beanies.
Professor, I told a story and we all thought the characters were feeling different things. How do we know who is right?
Good question. Understanding what people are feeling is something we all have to learn, and it is trickier than what we think. That's also one of the reasons we tell stories, because they can teach us those sorts of things.
I'm not sure what I learned from Michael's story, though.
That's okay. Why don't we focus on one character? Dana the banana. What were they doing after being left behind?
A lot of lying down.
Yeah, they didn't want to do anything.
And when have you ever felt like that?
When I've eaten too much.
Close. But that wasn't really in our story, was it?
No.
Professor, sometimes I lie down and want to do nothing when I'm sad.
There you go. I would say Dana was quite sad. And that's why they found it hard to do things.
Yeah, how silly. They just laid there and did nothing.
Well, actually, it may seem silly to us because we are not feeling exactly what Dana was feeling. But when you're sad, it is okay to just be sad sometimes.
And lie down?
Yes.
And wear a frown?
Yes.
And maybe cry?
Yes. The main thing is to not be sad all the time, but it's okay to feel your feelings, whatever they may be.
Oh.
And then maybe a friendly mango or your mom or dad or even a puppy might cheer you back up again. I would say the best thing to do is tell people what you are feeling. Nobody can read minds, you know. I tell you what. Why don't we sing a song about some of our different emotions,
Yay!
In a ball, do nothing at all. And though I might try, all I want to do is cry.
And I can stop, I can breathe. These feelings are mine, and they're what make me me. But I can stop and say,
this sad won't ruin my day.
When I get angry, I feel like I
to race. I scrunch up my face, wanna do something bad, because I feel mad.
But I can stop, I can breathe. These feelings of mine and they're what make me me. But I can stop and say, this angry won't ruin my day.
When I'm happy, I feel like I could fly. I smile, I laugh, sometimes I happy cry. A fun thing to do is make you happy too.
Great singing, Beanies. And remember, it's always a big help to talk about our feelings, even if it seems tough. Now, while I'm here at the grocery store, I might get something for dinner. Professor Know-It-All feels like tacos.
Bye, Professor.
Maybe you can sing about what you're feeling at home.
Or make a yummy salad.
But make sure to give them a wash if they've been on the floor.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you enjoy today's podcast, Mini Beanies? Want to know even more about it? You can find all sorts of fun activities like worksheets, colouring, sing and dance along videos, and so much more via the links in our show notes. There is even a link to get your own Mini Beanie t-shirts. I got mine. It says Professor Mini Beanie. Ha ha ha.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.